Hey, did you know that TGSTS is on YouTube and Instagram? We'd love to hear your episode suggestions or just chat with you about life. So find us at hashtag TGSTS and follow, like, subscribe, comment, and share. Thank you. Cheers.
A lot of it's survival mode. You're just doing what you got to do for life. Like, hey, mm-hmm. I'm going here. I got a doctor's appointment here. I got to go do this. Just everyday shit. But it's just being more intentional about saying, hey, I'm a priority. This dream of mine is a priority. So I'm going to focus on this dream in order to make it reality. Hey Mo, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Chilling.
Amazing.
I'm losing my mind, but it's a good. It's good. It's working.
You had it to begin with, though. I didn't.
Glimpses, whatever. I don't know.
You okay, sis?
Yeah, you know, I'm surviving, trying to thrive. That's what I'm trying to do.
Amen. I like that.
So what are we talking about today? I know. I didn't ask. How you doing?
How you surviving?
Doing? Yeah, you looking so cute today with your red, black, white,
Thank
and
you,
red.
Boo.
You always have colors together. Everything looking like coordinated and on point. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, you want to see my outfit?
Yeah, I'll say stand up. Stand it up. I think, ooh, yeah, and the red accent belt. Yes. Okay, you give you. What do the kids say? It's giving.
This is one of those in the closet.
That is so cute. Oh, it's got sleeves, like longer sleeves.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I love it.
This was a thrift find.
Look at you. And it matches your headphones. Like, this is a whole thing.
Okay, girl. What is we talking about?
I don't know. We're in a weird place right now, I feel like. We're trying to get it right.
Trying to get it right until the night is on.
I mean, we've been refocusing our attention, trying to be more intentional. We had a great month of inspiring women entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Got some great advice from them. And it's just a matter of putting that in practice, being brave, being bold. I have this quote that I found on Pinterest because, you know, I like to be pinned quotes. And it says, you don't always need a plan. Sometimes you just need to breathe, trust, let go, and see what happens.
Yes.
I like that. Because I'd be in my head. I know you.
Same.
You're the same way, right? Yeah, just overthinking.
I'm like, what is it? Creed? What if? What if?
What? Yeah, all the what ifs, all the, and it's, I feel like there's this need, and this is maybe the main lesson out of last month's podcast and interviews, is this need to have everything perfect.
Lined
and
up.
a plan,
Yeah.
A marketing plan, a business plan, a life plan, life goals, all that. And while you're busy planning, like months, years, whatever, going by, and you haven't done anything.
Yes.
So it's just a matter of, like, you don't always need a plan, like this quote says. Sometimes you just need to breathe, which, let's be real, sometimes when we get anxious and stuff, we stop breathing, literally holding our breath. Trust. I think that's the hard part, trusting that you can do it, you know,
yes,
that this is for you. Let go and see what happens.
That's amen. I need to take that advice myself. I'm in this weird middle ground of, do I want to return to the workforce or do I want to go out on my own and start some kind of business that where I can work for myself?
Yeah.
But outside of services, I can't really think of anything. And I'm trying to grow my Black-owned vegan brand. So that's another thing. So it's just doing, like you said, doing, just reaching out to people, starting, like just getting some products and just starting.
Start. Yeah. And that's the scary part when your personalities are kind of like ours, where you feel like you need to have a plan. You need to have a step-by-step and there's comfort in that. So I think that's the scary part, is just going out there and doing and trusting that you'll figure it out.
I can do that with moving and stuff. I've always been that way. I'll just move somewhere and I trust it, but it's certain things in life, like business or starting my own business. I don't have that same
wonder
confidence.
why.
I wonder. Yeah.
Because you're
I wonder.
capable of doing it. So I wonder
Yeah.
why it doesn't translate across the board.
If I'm capable of doing it for someone else, I'm capable for doing it for myself. I
Why
think
are we
it's just
like
like, for
that?
me, I think it's just the fear of no cushion. So it's like, if something happens, then what am I going to be out on the street? Am I going to be, in a bad place? And so thinking of that kind of stuff is like, I don't know. It's kind of, there's comfort in having a check come every 2 weeks or every other week.
But then I feel like that hustle though, that's a on the flip side of that coin, that extra hustle, that work, is more of a necessity than a desire if you don't have that coming in, you know, like now I have to make this work. I'm gonna do everything I can to make this work. I think the problem I'm experiencing is just the complete buy-in. Because you can do things as a hobby, you can ch like this podcast, let's say for example, doing it as a hobby, but like, has there been a complete buy-in of like, this is a career job choice profession, we are doing this professionally, blah blah blah. And I feel like that translates into, you know, it goes across the board on all the endeavors. It's like a complete buy-in, like a, this is my business, not my little
Exactly.
business. You know how I used to, I was saying that, oh, look at her little business. It's my business. Don't call it a little business. It's my business, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because everybody will
Oh.
be like, "Oh, CEO, where's your checks?" And it's like, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah. Or don't be in my money. Why are you worried about
Yeah.
where my checks are?
Some people are have investors. Like maybe
Yeah.
we'll go pitch and get some investors. You never
Yeah.
know.
Yeah.
So I mean, not everyone just comes in with, having everything from the start, so you have to build it.
And we learn that. From Annalie, we learned that from Nancy. We learned that is, you know, you just the main thing is just start and you learn along the way. You make mistakes and you learn from them. You grow from them. And I think, I mean, that was really, I just really, last month was great. It was really inspiring to
It
me.
was inspiring.
It was really inspiring. So, I
And
mean,
the joy, like just the happiness, it was real.
yeah. And just also, I think one of the beautiful things, something that, motivates me is just that sense of accomplishment on the back end. Like, hey, I did that. Look at that. I did that. You know, it maybe it was ugly how I got here, but I did that. And so, and I could see that on both of their faces. They were very joyful and rightfully proud of what they'd accomplished. So, yeah. It's
Like how to make money?
cool.
How?
I think that is the goal though for a lot of people. I think there are people who are just happy to be a cog in a wheel and just kind of whatever they got to do to just get by. But I think for a lot of us, there is a drive to work for yourself, not have to answer to somebody else, set your own terms, have flexibility to travel or have a family or take it some time off without having to go through the administrative BS that you have to go through, you know. And to carve out a little piece of something for yourself to say, this is what I made, this is what I built, as big or as small as it is, and this is mine. And I think that's scary. It's what you want, but it's scary. It's scary to go out and just do it and take it.
Putting our money where our mouths are and doing, not
Yeah.
just saying, just doing. And I think that is true in a lot of aspects of life, not just business, in personal lives and relationships.
Don't
Everything
talk
is,
about it, be about it.
don't talk about it, be about. What do you think about this thing people say? They're like, don't post your dreams because they'll be hating on you and, or something.
I know what
I
you're
don't
talking
know.
about. I've seen that. Like, don't tell people, just do it and let that
Yeah.
be it. So here's the thing. There's two sides to that. I feel like if you're the type of person who needs accountability and you need somebody there cheering you on, that's you have to post it. You have to let people know, hey, I'm starting this journey, right? But then I love, like, it's a flex when all of a sudden, like, there's this girl from my high school, and she out of nowhere was like, hey, check me out. It's been 3 years. She went silent for 3 years, came back fit as hell. And now she, you know, she's on like the multi-level marketing trying to sell some, you know, let me show you how I got here type thing. But the thing, you know, that aside, she got there and nobody knew she was doing that hustle. Nobody knew she was working out every day. She was doing the diet. She was doing the this. And then she just popped up with a picture and it was like, what? So I think there is something to just doing your hustle And then letting them see when you've reached your whatever, letting them say, wow, as opposed to look at me grind. And like, nobody's excited to watch you go through the shit. They want to see you out the,
Yeah.
out the back end.
I
So.
don't know. I feel like when I hear that, I think one, that sounds like scarcity mindset. If you have a goal and you want to share it, share it. That doesn't mean it's not going to happen. That's just a old like oh my God. I'm losing it, guys. I'm losing
Old.
it.
Yeah, but
anyway, the like
superstition.
that.
So
Superstition, thank you.
very superstitious.
Superstition. But yeah, I feel like it's more superstitious than anything. If you want to share, share. If you don't, don't. It's ultimately it has to be focused on you and not everybody else. If you're sharing because you're trying like you want them to tell you what to do or want them to motivate you, it's not gonna last. So it depends on like the reasonings for doing it too.
I kind of like the idea of hustling in silence and just getting it done.
Like the real G's, like the G
Yeah.
in Anya.
I think Adriel said that, like a you hustle in silence, something hustling in silence, like the G in the something on
Yeah,
one of our
Lil Wayne.
podcasts. But I think also it's you get a bigger impact when you go surprise and people are like, what? You know, and if that's part of your goal, like for example, the friend that I was talking about, like if her goal is just to get business, you don't want people to watch you slowly go through the process. You want them to see you and be like, damn, how'd that happen? Let me find out more. Like there's a more of a buzz to a surprise than a slow buildup.
Yeah, there's more of a buzz, but I don't know. I feel like there's also in brands, there's community building. And I feel like when they share their journeys, we're kind of following along with them. We're building
Cheering them
community.
on,
And then at the end, like who knows? I know, like I'm trying to think, there are people who've gone back and forth and back and forth and still have fan bases.
yeah. Are
And
you talking about
I
weight loss and
think
stuff?
yeah, like you were talking about the woman did fitness. So I was just thinking the fitness area. So I don't know. It seems like whatever works for you, like that's what should not for, hey,
Yeah, there's
get this
examples of either
buzz.
way. Yeah, so it's. Oh, I don't know. You
I
know what
don't
else I
know.
found interesting though? Because we are the planet, what's the marketing plan? What's the business plan? Blah, blah, blah types. To speak to all three of the amazing women last month about, hey, like a marketing plan. Do you have. And it was like, no, we just didn't do that. And it was more about relationships and getting to meet people and leaving them with a lasting impression of who you were. So they spoke kindly and gave warm introductions and things like that. And I think that speaks to the importance of that community building that you were talking about and just being genuine. So it's not necessarily about like, what's our market? Let's buy these ads. Let's do this stuff. It's just, hey, be you. People are gonna like you. You know, you provide a good service or a good product or whatever, and let that speak for itself.
Yeah, be you. Like they said, be consistent. I think that's the other thing, just the
That's hard.
consistency.
Consistency is hard.
It
I don't think people
is.
talk about that because sometimes you don't want to show up or you get lazy or
Sometimes
you
I don't
get
want to
whatever.
wake up. Shoot.
Like, let me do this from the bed. I'm tired.
Jeez.
That's hard. That's hard because there's life. So I think that's, you know, this little quote. I have the quote up on the side of my screen, but it's just, you know, you got to let go and see what happens. Just trust. And let go and see what happens. And I think you have to make it a priority, though. And I've also seen, okay, this is, I feel like Instagram is coming for me because I keep seeing a lot of reels and memes that are like, when you are asked to name the people you love, how far down the list before you get to yourself? And I think that struck a chord in me as far as like, I don't think of the things that I need to do as a priority. I think of a lot of other people before I think of myself. And this has been maybe a roadblock as far as like pursuing my writing, for example, or pursuing this podcast further, is it's never a priority, like a number one top priority. It's always taking the back burner to a whole bunch to life things, you know? And so I think that that's a mindset that's important is to make it a priority, whatever it is your goal, you know, whatever the goal is, like make it a priority. think of yourself. It's okay to think of yourself first and your goals and
Mm-hmm.
your things first. Otherwise, when you can't treat it as a when I have time kind of thing.
I like what they say on the read. They say you have the same 24 hours as Beyonce.
Yep. I ain't got
Like,
the same people to help me. She got somebody probably
right?
take them to school to cook their food. You know what I mean?
She got there though on 24-hour
Yeah.
days, and so it's just kind of like that's I try to think about that, and I think what is it, the five, there's a group of people called the 5 a.m. Club,
What's that?
millionaires who get up, they
Oh,
do
yeah.
their most thoughtful work at like 5 a.m. before everybody else wakes up. Like, I could do that. I'm up at 5 and
I know, right? But I mean, what am I doing if I'm scrolling my phone?
yeah.
I need to put the phone down. The phone is not helping. Like,
I
it's
need
not
to, you need to
helping.
put the phone up. I mean, use the phone,
I
engage with
know,
your
but there's got
thoughts.
to be some time in your day where you're like in your thoughts, your own
Yeah.
thoughts,
Oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
meditating or preparing yourself for your day and organizing yourself before you get, because a phone is just,
Does cooking
this
help
is,
with that? I know it helps for me.
you cook and you can, do you think a lot when you're cooking?
I usually
Okay.
have YouTube on and I'm just cooking, and and it's like that it makes time pass. It's one of those mindful kind of things for me.
I wonder, and this is something that I've told my daughter several times and that I've been trying to do more. It's very difficult because I'll have a podcast on while I'm playing a game on my phone while I'm making lunches. You know, like I'm doing like too many
Damn.
things. Or like
Yeah.
she'll sit down for breakfast and have a book and have music playing and like eating. And it's okay to do one thing. You don't have to maximize it like and have all your senses on fire. Like you could sit and just eat your meal. In silence, even. You don't have to read a book and eat. You don't have to entertain. My kids are so big on I'm bored. And it's like, you don't even know what boredom is, okay? Because I mean, because you think back to when you were a kid and that there were times where you just were bored. And that's when ideas came to you. That's when you decided to do your radio show or your whatever, make your videos, write your poetry that I would do, and I think Steve Jobs even said that. It's good to be bored. It's good. That's look what he came up with, and so I think it's something we don't do often because we're so overstimulated. We're so used to being overstimulated that it feels like boredom when we don't have everything going on at once. So that 5 a.m. situation, that idea is a pretty good idea. Wake up and take some time just to get your shit together in your brain. Yeah.
And just carving out time, even if it's 5 minutes, just
Yeah.
to be in your own brain, not necessarily meditating, but just to be in your own thoughts, or just
Yeah.
to veg out.
Yeah.
I think that's important. And even at 8 o'clock at night, you can be like, did I take my 5 minutes for myself today?
Yeah. And
Maybe
probably
even set a
maybe
reminder.
throughout the day to age 5 minutes. That's you could be sitting on the toilet for 5 minutes and just think about something. Yeah. I mean, I think the endeavor, the idea of starting a business or starting a project or something can be so overwhelming when you take a step back and look at it. It's a lot of pieces. It's marketing and it's production of whatever. It's vendors you have to deal with. It's social media because that's such a huge piece now. You have to, that's how you get your business. Just all of those things. And I think maybe that could be one of the traps is to look at it from so far back. Like you have to just jump in. You have to just start and get in it and deal with little pieces as you can, as opposed to standing back and going, okay, let's have a plan for this. Let's have a plan for this part. Let's do this social media plan. You just gotta do it. I don't know how to do that though. So don't listen to my
Right?
bad
People just do
advice.
stuff. You see what's going on down up in Dalton, Illinois, with the Tiffany Hilliard, the
No.
mayor. And she's a mayor, and then she's also like the city, the person who was going against her died. It's just a whole mess. She's running slums. She went out to Vegas on the city's money. They came in at a surplus, and now they're at a deficit.
So what's going
And
on?
she just got busted, I think, by the feds. But nobody did anything for a long time.
They just let her do that?
Just let her do that. That's just crazy when you look at these people who just have the audacity.
That's what you need, the audacity.
That audacity.
Or just that idea. I think we talked on a previous episode about people who have the audacity or the confidence to wear whatever they want, to go out looking however they want. And I know that's like a very superficial type thing, but it is a confidence of like, I don't have to look at myself in the mirror and freak out or whatever. Or yes, I can wear those booty shorts because whatever, you know, that kind of attitude. But that can be translated also into other areas. Like, yes, I can have my own business. You know what? These muffins are bomb. I'm going to start a business. You know what I mean? Or whatever. Or like, hey, these
Which
short
kind of
stories I
muffins
write,
you
someone wants to
talking?
read them. Plus, I know. All my muffins are bomb. Okay.
Ooh.
Stupid. That's so stupid. But yeah, just the audacity of and you know what? How I started that little funky Etsy shop in 2016. And it was just like,
That
whatever,
was not
let's do
funky.
it.
It looked
It wasn't
legit.
funky. It grew into a thing. So much so that I was like, I can't do this anymore by myself. So this is the end. Yeah. And I wonder what's different about the mindset that, I mean, I really think COVID. I blame COVID for everything. That was
Same.
pre-COVID, and I was like, I'm doing this. And I would go out and I'd show people my product, give them business card. You know, yes, let's do this. Here's this, discounts this. I was on it. I also had one child then, as opposed to three, but you know, it was a whole different time.
Well, it's exciting as your children grow. They're going to be more independent with their time, and then you're going to get time back. And so maybe even that could be an exercise, just planning. Like, what's that going to look like for you?
Yeah, I mean, that's the transition I'm in right now, is they're all in school finally. And so my days are like,
Called without.
but I mean, we have work blocks. We are organizing ourselves. I mean, we're trying to be a little more serious about our endeavor, our joint endeavor here. But it's also just, you know, thinking about my writings that I've been talking about and yoga and things like that, and being more intentional. I think that's a lot of it's survival mode. You're just doing what you got to do for life. Like, hey, I'm going here. I got a doctor's appointment here. I got to go do this. Just everyday shit. But it's just being more intentional about saying, hey, I'm a priority. This dream of mine is a priority. So I'm going to focus on this dream in order to make it reality. Yeah.
Ooh, I just had a thought. What if it's like, because I kind of think of it kind of like for me. I say I want a relationship, but I probably would not be able to deal with another person. I've just been with myself for so long that the idea sounds good, but then when it's actually happening, then it can fail. And it's actually happening, then something can go wrong. Versus if it's not happening, then nothing can go wrong because it's not
It's
happening.
safer.
It's safer, but is it though? It's safer, but it's worth the risk too.
Yeah. Well, because you can't get anywhere without that risk. It's either nothing or take the risk and see what happens. I mean, that's this quote applies to everything, I swear. You don't always need a plan. Sometimes you just need to breathe, trust, let go, and see what happens. That's crazy. I mean, that can apply to everything. Relationships. Just breathe, trust in your gut, let go and see what happens.
It was so crazy. I feel like COVID was a time of letting go because right before that, I was having bad anxiety and I just kept saying, I wish I could let go. I didn't really know what I meant. And I just said, I wish I could let go. And then COVID happened and I didn't have any choice.
Yeah.
And it felt freeing, like that level of anxiety, whatever that was, it was crazy.
Probably because you had other shit to worry about. Like there was a straight up global pandemic. So I can't worry about this little funky social. I keep saying little funky, little this, but the, you know, the social anxiety or the whatever. I mean, I don't know. My therapist said something to me because I have social anxiety too, or like just anxiety in general. But I was like, I'm going to go back to yoga. I'm going to go to a class. And she's like, how do you feel about that? And I said, well, what if I go and it doesn't feel, you know, like all the what ifs that you have. And she's like, you know what?
What
Just
if?
go. Just go and see what happens. You never know who you're going to meet there. You never know how you're going to feel there. I mean, what if you meet somebody and they can further you on your career path? What if you meet somebody who's like your best friend in the whole world for the rest of your life? Like, who knows? Just go. Just go. What's the worst thing? Just go. And I think that's in line with this quote. It's just let go and see what happens. like we can't control. And I think that's what the letting go part is I feel if you have anxiety, you want to hold on to everything and control it, make sure you've got your plans and your this, because it feels comfortable. But and this is weird because I wasn't always like this. I used to just go with the flow, just move,
Yeah.
okay. I don't know what clicked or what happened to make it like that. That's crazy. But just to
You're
get
gonna
back into
have to,
that flow would be
yeah.
nice.
You're just gonna have to do an exercise, and then like the last memory you have of that, and like pinpoint from there, if it's worth investigating.
Yeah,
Otherwise,
I mean, that's the plan. That's the plan. I mean, it would be good to know why. I think a lot of it has to do with our car accident.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But life be life
Well,
it.
life be life. And that's, I think that for me was a big anxiety. It wasn't like I wasn't stressed. I think we went to eat or something. Like I wasn't
Before you
stressed.
got on your plane, yeah.
But it was more so my aunt not coming to see me in the ER. Like what? So
Yep.
that kind of solidified my gut feelings. And so that was unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, my thing is I could see the car approaching us. And I think that's where my anxiety is built in, is foreseeing something and not being able to act. And so I think that that's where a lot of my stuff is I want to foresee everything. What are the all the alternatives, all the possible things that could go wrong, so I can be prepared to act. And that's what I've come up with. I don't know, my therapist, whatever, but like just, you know, feeling a sense of power, not powerlessness, but powerfulness or whatever, or having agency and control over a situation. Even though in my rational mind, I know I don't have control. You don't have
Yeah, we
control,
don't.
you know? I don't even know where this episode's going.
I feel like it's a session,
What this is
session.
about? This is
This
therapy with M and
is
Mo.
session.
Okay.
Yes.
These are my confessions. Yeah, I don't know. This, I don't know. But I feel like that's such a blessing for the people who don't have a fear to strike out and do something. And I don't know if that's just me being stupid. Maybe everybody has fear, but just to be able to do it without the crippling fear and being stuck and frozen. Because somewhere there's somebody going, oh, look, MMO started a podcast. How brave or
There's somebody
bold.
in Mozambique.
I can't
What's
believe
up?
that. I
And
can't
then I'm
believe
not even kidding.
We're global, worldwide.
Yes, international. But yeah, we've been doing this. I think consistency is key. We've been doing it consistently for all this time, and now it's just time for people to know about it and to catch up, you know, that they can't miss what they don't know. They never
Yeah.
met. So
Yeah.
getting it in their faces.
True.
True.
Ain't that right, boo? True. Yeah. Yeah. I don't really have anything else to say. What else do you want to talk about for the next couple of minutes?
Ooh, what do I want to talk about?
Yeah, what's going on with Mo?
Nothing. I'm
Dang.
at the stage. That's what we're talking about, trying to figure out how can I make money for myself where I'm not doing the thing, like where I'm not providing a service.
You want a
Because
product?
if I'm providing a service, unless I'm dealing with the general public, then I might as well have a job because I'm
Do
just
you have a
performing.
boss for somebody else? Yeah, you're doing something for somebody else.
Yeah, I still have to, fill out a contract, do whatever they tell me to do. So I don't know. There's still some parameters. You're always going to have a boss in some
Yeah.
aspect, whether it's one person you're making a cake for or someone
Yeah,
you're
your clients or your customer.
doing
Yeah.
services for. Yeah, so you're always going to have a boss, but it's like, what do I want to do? What environment do I
Yes.
want to be in every
Well,
day?
that's what you want. You want to control the environment. Because I think that's the most toxic place when you have a workplace is the environment and the people you're subjected to. And if you have control over who you allow into, well, I mean, especially if you work with the public, I mean, you could be dealing with all
Yeah,
kind of
that's you could be
mess.
deleted.
Yes. So just to
That's why
have
I won't do
control.
it.
And I think that's even for life, like as a whole, is you want to have control over who you allow to mess with your energy Like, dude, like if I'm starting my day off right, like you're not gonna come up here and mess my stuff up. Like, we're not having that funky energy around here.
Nope.
That's my goal, is to be able to just filter that out. Are you coming at me crazy? I'll just turn around and walk away. Like, I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. I
I feel
can't.
like I'm going to an extreme because I think, like you said before, sh we need to have shame. We need to have a level of shame in people. But there's a level of not caring that I'm experiencing that it's not about other people. I'm not, as long as I'm not doing anything to offend or hurt one, I have to live my one life. And this is the only life I have. If you don't like my shoes, don't look at them. Keep it
Yeah,
moving.
and that's
I
such a
have,
stupid, trivial thing
it's
for people
just
to
a
be up in
duh.
their business.
That's just a
Yeah.
small example. It's
I
just,
know, but still.
yeah, you don't have to worry about like what other people like think unless it's tied to your brand or something like that where you, these people get
Where you
canceled
do
all the time.
care. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm at the point now. I've been doing a lot of work. A
Yes.
lot of work, and I feel like I'm not going to be doing all this work to have my mental health and my energy and my emotions in a regulated state for you to come fuck that up. You know what I
Yes.
mean? Like that's too, so, and that's just the most blunt way I could put it. And so I just feel like if you're coming at me with drama, I don't have the bandwidth for that. Like, and it's almost like one of those things where there's like a handful of people who I'm available almost always to for whatever they're going through. But then if you don't fall in that category, I don't have a space. I can't.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'll acknowledge it, but we can't do this.
I'm not sorry. I'm
Well, I'm
not.
sorry that they're going through something. You
Oh,
know, I feel
yeah.
for that. Yeah, but I can't, I'm not the one.
Yeah.
And I think I've always been the one. And I think that's why I'm so damn exhausted, is I'm just like, I felt this need to, and this is so not on topic. What are we talking about? I felt this need to just be there for everybody all the time. Like, what do you need? Oh, okay. And that's like,
People
what?
pleaser.
Yeah. Or I felt like it was like, that's what you do as a friend, or that's what you do if you're a nice person. And you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not a nice person. I used to laugh because my husband be like, "No, I'm not a nice person," and I think
Good for
he's a
him.
genuine person, but like he's like, "No, I'm not. I'm not a nice person." And now that I think about it, you know what? No, I'm not, because nice people get walked on, nice people get taken advantage of. Like, I mean, I'll be there for you. I'm loyal. I'm not nice.
I think even with us, when I first started saying no to stuff, it would be like an awkward laugh of it, laugh at it, because it's like, what? It's not normal for people to just be like flat out, no
No,
excuse, nothing.
no.
Like,
And I think I made
no.
a TikTok on that. It was like, I was wondering if you could, no.
Yeah.
And then go back to reading the book or whatever it was. I forgot. I'm gonna post that on Instagram. But just
Yeah.
no. And no reason. No, just no. Just no. I don't owe you an explanation. Just no, I can't do that. You're asking me to come out of my comfort to do something. No.
But this is far-fetched, and I'm sure I could probably research it, but it feels like we grow up depending on our parents
Yes.
and having to please them, and then that kind of shifts into the schools. So then you're around people, you're building clout or whatever they call it as you grow up. And if you don't please them, then you're possibly bullied and things like this. Conformity is just this kind of way of the society being set up to for women especially to people please.
But I also think that, and I don't know how to phrase this in a way that makes sense and is digestible for me to say out loud, but I think that it's natural for kids to want to please their parents. It's another thing for them to be required to please their parents in order
Yes.
to receive love. And I think that that's something that a lot of us have grown up with or experienced, is the need to perform and be perfect in order to feel like you are worthy of love. And so I think that that's something that a lot of people, I think our generation specifically, is coming out of and trying to reparent themselves through, is this idea of like, I had to earn that love. And so now we're in a place where we're like, you know what? Fuck you. I got my own love. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to
Exactly.
earn. This is who I am. So.
Because can you imagine how, well, I remember how stressful it is to have your mood dependent on someone else's.
Yes.
That's exhausting.
Yeah. What is my day going to be like? Let's see how so and so wakes up to see what they're doing. Yeah. Also, Motherhood. That's the same shit. So it's, I feel like it's a two-way street. I feel like I got that growing up as a kid, and now I'm somebody's mama, and now I gotta worry about how they're acting and showing up in the day. So
Yeah.
it's a thing. Yeah, it's a thing.
It's
I'm
a
trying to,
vibe.
it's, yeah, well, I'm trying to have it needs to be a vibe. It needs to be a vibe.
It's
Ha! Ciao! Ridiculous. Anyways, this episode makes no sense to me, but
We're
cheers.
canceled.
Who's listening to this
Cheers.
anyways? Cheers. You used to say slant, what is it? Slant,
Cilantro.
Blancha. Used to say that all the time.
Cilantro. Oh, because I went to Ireland, thought I was something.
Yeah, hey. You are something. Stop it.
You are too, Buki.
I do this, and
It
kids be
comes
doing
up.
this now. Kids be doing
They do a
this.
crip. They
That's how
crips.
they do the heart sign. I'm like, what? Because I'm like, no, they like this now.
Ding, 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 ding.
Anyways, whatever. I hope you have a wonderful, blessed day.
You too, boo. Have a
Yeah.
wonderful day. Love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.